はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう西安、
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 122, as always brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialists. Yoshi-san, today is the big day. We are releasing the iLearning Center, Learning Center on the go. Today's the day to come by JapanesePod101.com and check out our latest and greatest feature. Yoshi-san, you've played around with it. How is it?
Oh, it's great. Finally here.
Finally here. You can now take the Learning Center on the go. Line by line audio, content questions.So stop by JapanesePod101.com, sign up for your 7-day free trial, and test out the iLearning Center. Also, for those of you who have subscribed, but your subscription expired, we're offering you a 3-day trial. Come back and see what we've added to the Learning Center. There is so much in there. The grammar bank filling up. So stop by and check it out. Natsuko-san, we're back with day 2 of Riding the Elevators.
Oh, yes. I remember that one.
And today it's...Getting off. Now, this is pretty unique what we're doing here, at least I think so. Today, we're going to get a look inside the woman's mind. You remember her from yesterday, right?
Oh, yes. I wanted to find out what she was thinking.
We're about to do that. Plus, today we're covering a crucial grammar point. And this grammar point is the informal volitional. Now, just to go over the volitional one more time, Natsuko-san, how would we say, let's eat?
食べましょう。
Today, we'll be going over the informal form of this.
Oh, I see.
Very important stuff. With that said, today's conversation will resemble yesterday's conversation, but there are a few key differences here. Okay, without further ado, here we go.
待って、そのエレベーター、ちょっと待ってください。あ、ありがとうございます。
何階ですか
?47 階お願いします。あ、どうもすみません。今日は涼しいですね。
あ、はい、そうですね。
この人どっかおかしいわ。こいつ何考えてるの？なんかちょっと怖い。いや怖い。いやこっち見てる。
あの
逃げよう。すみません、間違えました。25回お願いします。あ、早く降りたい。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。待って、そのエレベーター、ちょっと待ってください。ありがとうございます。
何階ですか？
47階お願いします。あ、どうもすみません。今日は涼しいですね。
あ、はい、そうですね。
この人どこかおかしいわ。こいつ何考えてるの？なんかちょっと怖い。いや、怖い。いや、こっち見てる。逃げよう。すみません。間違えました。25回お願いします。早く降りたい。次は、ピーターさんの英語が入ります。待って、そのエレベーター、ちょっと待ってください。
Wait, hold that elevator.
あ、ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
何階ですか
?What floor?
47階お願いします。
47, please.
あ、どうもすみません。今日は涼しいですね。
Ah, thank you. It's cool today, isn't it?
あ、はい、そうですね。
Yeah, that's right.
この人どっかおかしいわ。
There's something strange about this person.
こいつ何考えてるの？
What's this guy thinking?
なんかちょっと怖い。
I'm a little scared.
いや、怖い。いや、こっち見てる。
I'm scared. Uh-oh, he's looking this way.
逃げよう。
Let's get out of here.
すみません、間違えました。25階お願いします。
Excuse me, I made a mistake. Floor 25, please.
早く降りたい。
I want to get out of here quick. Natsuko-san, let's ask Yoshi-san what he thought of today's conversation. Finally, he finds out what she's thinking.
Yoshi-san, 今日の会話どう思いましたか?
Why are you laughing, Yoshi-san?
Yeah, 残酷ですね。
English, please.
知りたいようで知りたくない。It was very cruel.
残酷。Cruel.、はい、
cruel. Cool. Not
cool.
Cruel. It's kind of cruel. It's kind of cool, but cruel. I think, right? You know, I would like to know what they're thinking, but also, maybe I shouldn't.
Something you want to know, but you don't think you'd be better off knowing it. kind of thing.
Right.
How did you say that in Japanese again?
知りたいけど知りたくない。
I want to know, but I don't want to know. Part of me that wants to know, but I don't want to know. All right, with that said, let's get into today's vocabulary. Ah, but maybe first, let's ask Natsuko-san, what did you think of today's conversation? Is it understandable?
Yes. Now I know. Now it made sense. Well, poor guy.
All right, so let's get into that vocabulary. Yoshi-san.
どこか
Somewhere.
どこかどこか
Next we have?
おかしい
Strange.
おかしいおかしい
Sample sentence, please.
車の調子がおかしい
The car's condition is weird. So it sounds like you're headed to a mechanic. Next we have?
こいつ
This guy.
こいつこいつ
Natsuko-san, is this a flattering way to refer to someone?
No.
Not at all. We'd like to warn you that this is some really strong language.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong way to refer to somebody.
Yes.
And it's usually when something unfavorable happens to you that makes you want to refer to somebody in this way.
Yes. It can be kind of insulting.
Yeah. Now we have koits for this person. What about for that person?
そいつ
And that person way over there.
あいつ
Again, with demonstratives in Japanese, the first syllable is the same. And you can even make this plural by adding...
ら
So, these guys.
こいつら
Yeah, again, we teach you these words not to use them, but to be aware of them.
Mm-hmm. Because it's not always very harsh, but it also shows how intimate the relations are.In casual situation.
Exactly. If you're among friends, sometimes your friend, as a sign of intimacy, will refer to you this way.
Mm-hmm.
But until you get to that stage, and until it's understood, saying this with the hopes that it would be a joke could really rub someone the wrong way. So that's why better to let them make the first move.
Right.
Yoshi-san seems to disagree.
Well, Peter, tara, koitsu.
Such good. How do you say poke in Japanese?
Tsutsuku.
Tsutsuku. Yeah. While Yoshi was poking me, tsutsuku. Yeah, he happened to say,
Koite.
To show how intimate we are.
Yeah,
Thank you, Yoshi.
You guys look really intimate.
All right. So, as with many things and in many languages, the harshest words.Seem to be used in the intimate circle.
Right.
And this is a similar case here. Originally, it's not a good word, but again, in intimate circles, it is used. Next we have.
怖い
Scary.
怖い怖い
Next vocab word.
逃げる
To escape, to flee.
逃げる逃げる
And finally we have.
降りる
To get off.
降りる
Now, this is used for vehicles or moving things. So the elevator was moving, so she said,
早く降りたい
I want to get off quickly. What other vehicles will we use this word for?
車
Car
Bus
電車
Train 飛行機
Airplane
船
Boat How about horse?
Oh, yes.
You're a specialty. Natsuko-san is an expert on horses in Japan.
No, not really.
So, anything that you can mount.
You can also use this word 降りる for like projects and stuff.
Could you give us an example?
このプロジェクトから降りる。
I'm departing this project. When you say 降りる, it's kind of like you want to leave this project for some reason.
Right. You are leaving the project for some reason.
And is there a hint of you want to or that doesn't really matter?
I think you're willing to.
But not always the case.
Right.
So this word has multiple uses when getting off or leaving, departing from something. Okay, now let's take a look at what she said to herself in today's conversation. So Natsuko-san, can you give us what she says to herself in the conversation?
この人どこかおかしいわ。こいつ何考えてるの？なんかちょっと怖い。いや、怖い。いや、こっち見てる。
Now let's take a closer look at this. Give us the first line one more time.
この人どこかおかしいわ。
Right after the gentleman says, そうですね。And he starts to think.Maybe now he's making some expressions. Then starts to show and she looks at him and sees this and it translates to this person. Somewhere strange. One more time, Natsuko-san.
この人どこかおかしいわ?
This person, somewhere strange. And it's interpreted as there's something wrong with this guy. Now, again, we talked about this previously. The Japanese use...Doko, where? To talk about that place that's strange. That place that's good. Doko ga ii desu ka? Doko ga okashii desu ka? In Japanese, it's that place.
Right.
So here, there's something wrong with him. Mm-hmm. Some place, somewhere strange with this guy. And this sentence ends with the particle.
Wa.
Can you tell us something about this particle?
It's a female expression.
And what role does it play?
It emphasizes the statement.
Yeah, so there's really something wrong with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So this is followed by...
こいつ何考えてるの?
Again, we have this guy, but now he's been demoted.
Mm-hmm.
He started off, この人, this guy. Not a polite expression. So there's already something wrong. Then he maybe pulls something else that makes it even like, all right, now she's getting nervous because now there's really something wrong. And we could tell by...The way she refers to this guy.
Yes.
And you can tell that she's addressing herself by the line she's saying, by the Japanese she's using. One can be very informal with oneself. Even if you're speaking polite Japanese, you can be thinking.
Yes.
Primal Japanese, we'll call it. So, he's already down to koits. Again, this guy, what thinking? What's this guy thinking?And we could tell this a question by the intonation and the final particle.
No.
Next we have?
なんかちょっと怖い。
なんか。
Yes.
What does this mean?
Something.
Something.
But it's often used as a filler.
Yeah, the Japanese have a few fillers that are commonly used.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear over and over. And this one...You'll hear a lot too. Yeah. However, with this one, it's quite informal. You don't want to go into a business meeting. You don't want to go into a formal situation. Nanka.
Yes.
Nanka.
Yes. That might look a bit stupid.
Yeah, or at least like you're intellectually overmatched. But we'll cover this in a different lesson, a whole lesson just on fillers. This is followed by?
ちょっと.
A little?
怖い.
Scary.So, I'm a little scared. Then that changes to?
Yeah, 怖い.
Nope, I'm scared. So, we really need to get a videotape of the expressions Yoshi was pulling in the studio.
Maybe you don't want to see it.
Yoshi, there's nobody that doesn't want to see you. You're a popular guy.
Thanks.
Then we have...
Yeah, こっち見てる。
Now, the second one is actually yeah. And the first one is
yeah,
which is a no, a type of nope. And here we have some more informal Japanese. こっち. Now, this is informal for which word, Natsuko-san?
こちら.
Meaning this area, this way. So, the expression
こっち見てる
literally means here looking, this way looking.This area looking. But again, we have to reverse it around. And we know that she's talking about him. So we add the subject. He's looking this way. And she doesn't like it. And now she feels really uncomfortable. Right at that time, he chimes in with...
あの...
He starts talking again, and she first thinks...
逃げよう!
Which is the informal volitional of...
逃げる!
To escape. So she says...
逃げよう!
So she's speaking to herself, saying, let's get out of here. Notice how she's more polite to herself than yesterday, the guy.
Yes.
But it's not uncommon for males and females to use both when speaking to oneself.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the informal, which brings us to today's grammar point. Now, in today's grammar point, we are covering the informal volitional of class 2 verbs. Natsuko-san, can you give us a class 2 verb?
見る.
In Japanese, they're referred to as ichidan verbs. More inside our grammar bank about this. Now, Natsuko-san, how do we form the informal volitional?
You drop lu and add yo.
Find the stem, which we do for class 2 verbs by dropping ru, and we attach
yo.
That's it. Another simple conjugation. And this structure is extremely important. For more about this, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Again, inside the PDF, we'll have an extensive write-up about this. Plus, inside the grammar bank, lots of information to bring it all together. So much, so much. Finally, today, we released the iLearning Center, so you definitely want to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check it out. Revolutionizing the way you use your iPod to study a language. With that said, that's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。